Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about the longevity products, the longevity business, or a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. 6010. We love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. We'll have Chef Andrew Gruhl with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about holiday eating and holiday cooking. Andrew is the executive chef and CEO of Slabfish, a CEO franchise based out of Huntington Beach, California, where I have been several times. We'll talk to Andrew about holiday eating, what you should cook over the holidays to shut up your obnoxious relatives. That's the topic of his talk today. Chef Andrew Gruhl has the answers. Bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls next segment. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase your favorite longevity products off the websites. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team if you want to start a home-based business, or if you're a healthcare professional and you want to make a little extra money selling longevity products out of your office and help get people healthy, help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health or nutrition and nutrition. Or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, hit the join the team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. That's the phone number for the Brightside Ben team. They can sign you up. We can help you build your business, and you can also enjoy all the benefits of having a home-based business, including tax benefits, writing off your home office, writing off part of your rent, writing off your office supplies, computer, etc. It's really, really great business opportunity, especially if you're an entrepreneur or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Chef Andrew Gruhl at the bottom of the hour, what you should cook over the holidays, and your calls next segment. If we have calls, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. So yesterday we talked about my favorite subject when it comes to health, and that's the idea of energy. Everything we talk about in this program is about energy. We spent the last, I don't know, couple of weeks, maybe a month or so, talking about proteoglycans, PGs, and PSs, and GAGs, and these substances are so incredibly beneficial. They're just incredible molecules, largely because they're so energetically dense. They're crystalline. Crystals hold on to, and they conduct, and they trap, and they They change the nature of energy, basically. That's how crystals work. Biology is crystalline. PGs, GAGs, PSs are all crystalline. Proteins are crystalline. Cells are crystalline. That means they hold on to energy. They work because they're energetically active. They manipulate energy. Nutritional supplements, same way. Vitamins, minerals, trace and accessory nutrients. They all work, essential fatty acids certainly. They all work because they facilitate the movement of electrical energy. Without these substances, energy doesn't move correctly. It gets dissipated. And that's what sickness is. Sickness is when energy does not get conducted correctly. And we don't talk about this a lot because this is kind of, this is a part of our scientific perspective that really hasn't taken hold in the mainstream. The idea that the human body is a quantum energetic system still sounds weird to the average person. Not to the scientists, but to the average person, it still sounds weird. It sounds, quote, woo-woo, unquote. That's what yesterday was about. It was a little bit woo-woo, but it was based in hardcore science, scalar energy. Scalar energy, as we found out yesterday from Tom Palladino, is basically what's known as the zero-point field, which is the fundamental field of energy that precedes electricity. This is what Tom was talking about yesterday. It precedes electrons. Electrons are the first place that the zero-point field becomes matter. The zero-point field becomes information. And information medicine is the real deal. Information medicine is the cutting edge of medicine. Read Irvin Laszlo, L-A-S-Z-L-O. There's a book called Information Medicine. Google Information Medicine. Physicists know today that everything is in formation. And that should come as no surprise. That includes health, the human body, and the health of the human body. And so where this becomes important is you can't supplement your diseases away. Unless you have a full-blown nutritional deficiency, which does happen, for the most part, you're going to be dissatisfied if you're not manipulating energy, working with energy on all levels, not just by taking a supplement. Supplements are important. Nobody's saying they're not important, but a lot of times people will take supplements and they won't get better because they're not manipulating the energy on all levels. What are those levels? Well, we call them SMEP, S-M-E-P, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. The emotional energy is a little bit more refined than the physical energy, and the mental energy is even still more refined, and the spiritual energy is even more refined. Information energy is information medicine takes advantage of the energies of the spiritual, mental, and emotional dimensions, in addition to the physical dimension. Do you have to eat right? Do you have to supplement? Do you have to exercise? Do you have to breathe? Yes, absolutely. The fourfold square of physical health. Nutriate, respirate, move, and rest. You have to do those things. But you got to be energetically correct on all the levels. And this is where the idea of information medicine comes from. This is where the idea of scalar energy comes from. And when you understand energy, you'll see why we're not healthy. You'll see that being healthy and resisting disease is not a question of being medicalized. Drugs mess up the energy. Inoculations with foreign substances throw the energy off. And you cannot tell me that the people who are foist this nonsense, this medical nonsense on the public, don't understand this. And if they don't understand it, they have no business talking about it. You cannot get better by being medicalized, with some rare exceptions. You cannot get healthier. Now, you can kill things. That's true. Antibiotics do that. But for the most part, medicine, drugs are only going to be temporary Band-Aids. Do you need a temporary Band-Aid? Yes. I had dental work done last week. And you know what? I got Decadron, dexamethasone, a pretty nasty steroid, and I was happy to have it. Because there's times when you need to have medicine. The problem is when we rely on outside forces to take care of what should be our own business, to take care of our lifestyle choices. And nothing is more intimate in the world of lifestyle choices, nothing is more intimate to our lifestyle than how we handle energy. And that means spiritual energy, mental energy, emotional energy, and physical energy as well. And food, by the way, is a major disruptor of our energetic field and of our energy. It's a major dissipator of energy. Our food costs us energy. Food is supposed to nourish us. It's supposed to provide energy. It costs us energy. And there's no way we can indulge in the standard American lifestyle and the standard American diet and not expect to be sick. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. Chef Andrew Gruhl at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in just a moment, so hang tight. Chef Andrew Gruhl at the bottom of the hour. And 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a sec. Couple things I want to talk about. I'll talk about spirulina and chlorella tomorrow. The differences between the two. They're both related, and they're both really, really good for you. Algaes in general, and one of the main reasons why algaes are so
powerful and so nutritionally valuable is because of their ability to transduce and hold on to electrical energy. When I say transduce, I mean turn electrical energy and photonic energy, sun energy, and ocean energy into super powerful nutrients. For a single cell like an algae to be so loaded with nutrition tells you it is energetically dense, which makes perfect sense because it sits on the interface between two of the most powerful sources of energy on planet Earth, maybe the two most powerful sources of energy, which are the light that emanates from the sun and the ocean. Think about what you're getting with an algae, with a cell that sits on the water surface. You're getting the bridge between the most powerful source of electrons, organized electrons on the planet, which is the ocean, and then light, photons, to activate the whole thing, and right in the middle sits your algae. Of course it's going to be powerful, if you understand how energy works. Speaking of, and by the way, this is true about all ocean creatures, all seafood. This is why the ocean is so dense. You ever wonder why the ocean is so dense with life? So unbelievably dense with life, like it's literally another planet. And not only dense with light, but dense with vibrant life, vibrancy. The ocean is the very, the creatures that live in the ocean, the marine life, is the very definition of vibrancy because the ocean is so rich with electrical energy. Then you have something sitting on the surface of the ocean where it can interact with photons, and man, no wonder why chlorella and spirulina and seaweed are such powerful, powerful sources of nutrition. They take all that energy, they transduce it into vitamins, into minerals, into essential fatty acids, into proteins, amino acids, into everything you need. And this is true about all marine life, although especially true about these algae. Now, speaking of marine life, we got a little problem here with our seafood supply, reading from the Miami Herald. Global seafood supply could shrink if we don't act now. About 3 billion people around the globe rely on seafood as their main source of protein, but as the population grows, wild-caught supply isn't enough to sustain increasing demand for oysters, clams, salmon, shrimp, and other marine delicacies, which are much more than delicacies. They're very important for health. So now we have aquaculture, which we've talked about in the past. I'm suspicious about aquaculture, although that might be, you know, what we have to do in the future because we've mucked up our environment so severely. If you want to read a really cool book, it's very easy to read. It's called Cod, C-O-D. I forgot the guy who wrote it. The guy's name Mark something. I forgot his last name. But it talks all about how when the pilgrims and when the Europeans came to America in the 17th century, in the 1600s, I guess, 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, there was so much cod in the ocean, they said you could walk on them. You could walk on the water because the ocean was filled with, had so much cod in them. Cod, by the way, is one of the great values, great seafood values. At the supermarket, you can get cod for $8 a pound, and it's super good for you. Although I don't know how good the water is if the cod are swimming in, but if you get northern cod, you always want fish from the if you can get North Atlantic fish, that's the best fish, best seafood. Be very careful of seafood that comes from Bangladesh or Myanmar or Vietnam or Asian countries. Most of the really good stuff comes from Norway, Scandinavian water supply, and that's by the way also true about fish oil. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to our friend Elaine. What's up, Elaine? Good morning.
Good morning. I should send you some fish from Alaska.
Oh, yes. That would be awesome. Salmon?
Yeah.
I'll buy it from you. That's awesome. Did you bring me some one time? Somebody brought me some one time.
But I should send you some. You don't have to buy it. I'll send you some.
Okay, well, I'll take you up on that. I'll send you some omega-6 healing cream.
Hey, there you go. So,
right.
Hey, this kind of goes out to Kevin in Moscow. I think
yeah.
He called a couple days ago about
yeah.
Chronic pain. And last week you were talking about, I think, Buteyko.
Buteyko breathing. Do you know anything about
yeah.
it?
Well, you know, I was like studying that ad nauseum in 2019 along with Wim Hof, and I've kind of come up with my own version, but I'm essentially doing the Wim Hof.
I'm sorry, method. You're cutting out. Elaine, you're cutting
yeah.
out. Say that again. You're coming up with your own Wim Hof method?
Yeah. Since 2019,
okay.
I've been doing it 2 years now. I should make a video. And it has helped. I cannot tell you how much.
Don't leave us hanging. Tell us. What is it?
With chronic pain, because with lupus that I have.
What is the method?
The method. So basically what I put most of my energy in, I do 2 to 3 rounds of his breath work. And if you go to the WimHofMethod.com, he'll walk you through that breath work. And then I took his 10-week online course, which I highly recommend because he had some other hacks and tricks if you suffer from inflammation. So
wow.
I do his inflammatory method, and then I've had to modify it a little bit. It's really about listening to your body and honoring that air hunger, not push too hard. And my
how does Wim Hof differ? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but how does Wim Hof differ from Buteyko?
From what I understand, that Buteyko, you're not like, I call it priming the pump. You know, Wim Hof, you're like doing this real intense, short, intense, kind of like exercise. So I call it oxygen.
Oh, I got kind you. It's a more energizing way. It's a more like like an energizing thing. And then the Buteyko is more relaxing, probably.
Exactly. So it's kind of like exercise. So I call it oxygen.
Exercise. Nice, Elaine. I like that.
You want to be careful in the beginning, especially if you got any kind of autoimmune or kind of got a delicate system, because I overdid
it's exercise. It could be stimulating, probably.
Yeah.
I like that.
Especially during this whole pandemic time, if I had, because I always had with lupus, these flu-like aches all over my body all the time, but you can function, but you always wonder, is something coming on? With doing the Wim Hof within like 2 weeks after doing his breathing, those flu-like aches were gone.
And that's amazing.
2019, the power of the breath is so.
I'm telling you.
Underestimated.
I'm telling you, the breath. You know, that's what I said. That's what I was saying earlier. Is there's so many ways we can leverage our health that are so simple, and we're sticking poison in our arms and taking drugs and getting our organs cut out, and nobody's questioning it, Elaine.
Right.
No, I should say nobody, and present company excluded, but the masses are not questioning this thing.
Right.
We're hypnotized.
And I totally researched it as much as I could, trying to understand what's going on physiologically. So from the research I found with the Wim Hof method, interleukin 6 and interleukin 1 are down-regulated, and they check their blood. IL-6 and IL-1 are involved directly with TNF-alpha and TGF-alpha.
Okay, so those are all inflammatory factors. Yeah, factors for listeners.
So
it's anti-inflammatory.
Down-regulates
all the inflammation.
Yep, and up-regulates IL-10, which is like anti-inflammatory. So it totally works. It's awesome.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Elaine. That's awesome. I really appreciate it. Have a great day. Good to talk to you.
All right, take care.
Bye. All right, that's it for this segment. We've got Chef Andrew Gruhl coming up next. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As smash and grab criminals have been enjoying their lifestyle without many repercussions throughout many large cities in America, the Defund the Police movement started by Democrat leaders has had an adverse effect on society. Now, the mayor of San Francisco, California, has had enough. The Honorable London Breed.
It's time that the reign of criminals who are destroying our city, it is time for it to come to an end. And it comes to an end when we take the steps to be more aggressive with law enforcement, more aggressive with the changes in our policies, and less tolerant of all the that has destroyed our city.
On Tuesday, the United States reached a terrible milestone. Johns Hopkins University is reporting 800,000 Americans have now died from the coronavirus that started in China in late 2019. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As new leadership in many cities across America have been soft on crime, many criminals are enjoying a whirlwind of theft and violence without many repercussions for their actions. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana points out the obvious on Fox News.
The president could start, I think many members of Congress already have, by talking straight up to the American people and say, stop disrespecting the police. And then say, stop defunding the police. The truth is that most cops will leave you alone unless you do illegal stuff. So don't do illegal stuff. But what you allow is what will continue. If you don't arrest criminals, if you don't prosecute criminals, if you don't incarcerate criminals when they deserve it, crime is going to go up.
President Biden has high hopes.
President Joe Biden spoke at the Democratic National Committee holiday party on Tuesday night and expressed optimism that his party will prevail in next year's midterm elections. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also spoke at the event and called Biden, quote, the perfect president. Many political analysts expect Republicans to roll up victories in House elections next November. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box if you miss a program, want to review a subject, or if you want to share a topic or a subject matter with a friend or loved one who needs help. We've got 12-plus years of archived information at brightsideben.com. You'll find the longevity products at brightsideben.com, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. We can help you build your business if you're an entrepreneur. It's an ideal business opportunity, low-cost business opportunity to get into. And you can do good in the world. Make the world a better place at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or on my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our videos, news stories, blog posts, which are posted at criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products all up at truthtreatments.com. We've got specials running for the next couple of weeks. And we also have a review page with thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews up at truthreviewed.com. Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, to purchase our Truth Skin Health products, and Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com, for our thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today, Chef Andrew Gruhl. is an American chef and television personality. He's been a judge on the Food Network's Food Truck Face Off. He's the founder and CEO and executive chef of Slapfish, a restaurant that I have been to several times in Huntington Beach, California. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Andrew Gruhl. We're going to talk about what to cook over the holidays to shut up your obnoxious relatives. Greetings and good morning, Chef Andrew.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yes, good to talk to you again. And I love your title of your topic here, what you should cook on the holidays, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, and Christmas, to shut up your obnoxious relatives. So what do you mean here? Obnoxious relatives? What is that? What's that? How does that relate to food and what you're eating?
You know what? Somebody else must have written that.
I was wondering about that, but it did get my attention. You know, before you went on break, we talked about a seafood issue. There's a big seafood problem, and I know you're a seafood guy, and I've been to your restaurant, which is awesome. So what's your take on this issue we're having with seafood? And then also, what's your take on aquaculture?
Well, my take, I'll start there, is I'm very, 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 very pro-aquaculture. I think that there's been a lot of misinformation in the press, and it has been sensationalized to make it wild versus farmed, when in actuality, it's not that simple. Candidly, I have visited hundreds of fish farms, and of course, I have, we do use farmed seafood products at the restaurant. To me, it's all about the farms that are doing the right thing and celebrating the good. In actuality, aquaculture has gotten so advanced now that you have a more efficient feed conversion ratio in a farm setting than in the wild. So it's actually a net gain when it comes to the feed and not removing too many bait fish to feed the farm fish, which was an issue in the beginning. But, you know, aquaculture is kind of now viewed as binary. It's either farmed or not farmed, yes or no, black or white. But really, so many species now start off in hatcheries and are released in the wild. 65% of the seafood that comes out of Alaska starts off in hatcheries. So, you know, we call it Alaskan wild, but it starts off in the farm.
Oh, so just because it's wild doesn't necessarily mean that they've been spending their whole life in the wild.
Exactly, because that's the way they fortify stocks in a commercial setting, which I think is a real great mechanism by which they can maintain the biomass of the stock. It's great science. It's a real wonderful kind of science initiative that now has taken hold in the commercial fishing world. And that's not for every species, but for a lot. So there's been a lot of advancements made in the world of aquaculture and farm seafood. And, it's really what I tell everyone is look, there's a little logo that's pretty prevalent in the industry. It's a blue fish, a blue and white fish, and it says BAP, which is Best Aquaculture Practices. And it's an organization similar to the Marine Stewardship Council that certifies everything from the working conditions to the farm itself to the feed, making sure it's, you know, organic, all the way up to the processing. So it's kind of vertically integrated. And that's a great way of telling whether the seafood you're buying, if it's been farmed, has been thoroughly vetted and certified along the entire chain of custody.
Any issues with, like, the right kind of feed? Does this organization monitor whether, not whether the feed's organic or whether it's quality feed, but whether it's balanced correctly to mimic what the fish are eating in the wild?
Yeah, exactly. It does that as well. The nutritional element is huge, of course, because it's all about matching the same composition of, you know, proteins and what they would eat in the wild. And there's been, you know, there were a lot of projects in the past, which is where aquaculture kind of got its bad name, where they were using, like, feather feed or they were using way too much soy protein.
And that's changed.
That has changed. Yeah.
Okay, that's very good to know. Are there any fish or seafood that you should pick that are better than others in terms of aquaculture, that are aquacultured more cleanly or more consciously or more with more attention to like nutritional detail and that kind of thing? Or are they all basically the same?
Well, no, they're all. So that's a great question. You know, first and foremost, I'd say look for example, vegetarian fed fish are a lot easier to farm and easier to kind of master the nutritional profile. So like a barramundi, which you're not really going to find
that
barramundi.
I've seen that. I just saw that for the first time a couple weeks ago, barramundi.
Yeah, barramundi is a phenomenal fish, It's also very environmentally friendly to farm. Like, once again, it's not like you're taking way too many wild fish to feed a farm fish because it's vegetarian fed, less resources, and it can be farmed in a closed, contained system where the effluent is kind of recirculating and utilized in an efficient manner, as opposed to it just kind of flowing into the wild and not knowing how it's going to affect the surrounding ecosystem.
What would you stay away from?
Stay away from Chinese farm fish. So
say that
so
again.
China
you cut out. You cut out there.
I believe in farm fish from China.
I'm sorry, Andrew, you're cutting out for some reason. Every time you say what you're saying, I lose it. So you said Chinese farm fish, did I hear you say?
Yeah. See, China
doesn't Vietnam have or Asian? Chance. How about like the other Asian, Philippines, Vietnam? I see a lot of fish from there. Is that same idea?
You know, Vietnam actually has a real stringent framework for farming fish in their country. Vietnam is actually pretty good. And I'll tell you what's crazy. You know that America is one of the only countries that does not have an open ocean aquaculture program, so that's why we buy so much of our fish.
Oh.
80% of the seafood we consume is imported.
Well, that is interesting. Now, are you concerned about this seafood shortage that I was reading about? I just read about this morning, actually. The seafood shortage, is that a concern for you, or will aquaculture address that?
Well, the seafood, I don't know if you're specifically referring to the seafood shortage driven by the supply chain issues or the overall.
No, overfishing. Overfishing.
Well, I guess it depends on the fishery, right? Because what we've seen over the past 20 or 30 years, the Magnuson-Stevenson Act of 1976 required that all fisheries have a fisheries management plan in place. All fisheries within, the 200 miles of the exclusive economic zone in the United States. So U.S. fisheries, by law, are all either near their maximum sustainable yield or approaching it. It's the international seafood I worry about. It's wild. Yeah.
All right. All right, cool. We got to take a break, Chef Andrew. When we come back, I want to talk like specifics about fish and specifics about recipes, if that's okay with you. Chef Andrew Gruhl is with us, American chef, television personality, and founder, CEO and executive chef of Slapfish. More of Chef Andrew Gruhl on The Bright Side right after this.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Chef Andrew Gruhl, chef and television personality, judge on the Food Network's Food Truck Face Off, which I am particularly fond of, Chef Gruhl, I got to tell you, and executive chef of Slapfish, a seafood restaurant. Are you just a seafood guy, or you're all around? Or is that your specialty, or it's the only thing you do?
Seafood is the, you know, it's kind of my baby with Slapfish. I have branched out. I have a chicken concept, and I also have a pizza concept. But we've got over 25 of the Slapfish restaurants. So we're in the world of seafood with that, and it is only seafood. We did try and put meat on. You know, it's funny. They call it the veto vote. So I put a couple meat dishes on. Didn't even sell. People only wanted their
seafood. They're coming to Slapfish for fish. So you started as a franchise? I mean, you started a whole franchise operation?
Yeah, so I started as a food truck back in 2011. We opened our first brick and mortar in 2012, and then I started franchising in 2000.
That is a great story. What is the theme of the franchise?
Well, the way people eat seafood overall, by making it ridiculously fresh and refreshingly responsible. So
ridiculously fresh and refreshing and refreshingly responsible. I like that. That's your slogan? Ridiculously.
You got it.
That's good. That's good. What's the restaurant business like? I know you got mask mandates over there in California, right? You have to wear masks everywhere now, and people have to be vaccinated to go into the restaurant?
Yeah, up in L.A., that's the case. We're down in Orange County. You know, I actually never opened in L.A. because I was always fearful of the restrictions, even, you know, years pre-COVID. It's just a very tough environment, a lot of the kind of urban areas. So we're down in more suburban Orange County. And then we're peppered throughout locations throughout the United States. But, you know, I will say this.
You have restaurants
in Utah and Arizona and Albuquerque. The difference with a place like California is that fear is always in the air. It is palpable. You can feel it. You can feel it in the restaurants. You can see it in service. And you can also see it in the flow of customers whenever there's some sort of a new headline. So as we start talking about the Omicron and, you know, there's more mandates going in place. People stop going out. They get
because they're scared. Unreal. And nobody notices. The powers of the structure doesn't notice that they're freaking people out, and to their detriment, worse than a silly whatever the silliness they're trying to promote here. I mean, that's a whole other story.
Yes.
So, I want to get into some recipes and some ideas, but I had a guy who listened to the program, and he hates fish, and I hear him, and I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot, like the smell of it, you know, and I eat fish every day, but sometimes I'm a little concerned, you know, I don't know exactly until if it's gone bad, because it kind of smells like it's bad anyway. What do you tell people who can't get around the sensory nature, the sometimes unpleasant sensory nature of seafood?
Yeah, well, first of all, you smell fishy in a bad manner. Now, of course, if it smells like the ocean and you don't necessarily like the smell of the ocean, well, that's a whole different issue. But
you don't
really
want to gag, obviously. You don't want to be gagging. But there's a fine line between gagging and fishy. you know?
Yeah, there is. And especially when you're in a small enclosed environment cooking in your home or in an apartment, then they can amplify that. But what I like to tell everyone is start with kind of, I call it like a gateway fish. You know, your milder, flakier white. Well, I would say like a mahi, right?
A mahi, okay.
You know, that's a little bit steakier. It doesn't have the same amount of, fatty acid.
Yeah, it's more protein than fat.
Salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So mahi's a good one. Cobia is actually a great fish. You're going to start seeing that on a lot more menus, mainly because cobia, they have mastered, as we were talking about in the previous segment, they've really mastered the art of farming cobia in a real sustainable manner. They're doing it off the coast of Costa Rica, these incredibly beautiful clean waters. It is a great fish.
I haven't heard of cobia.
Like mahi.
C-O-V-I-A?
C-O-V-I-A, yeah.
Okay, cobia. How about, like, if you want to buy fish, do you suggest just supermarkets or seafood places? I'm not having restaurants, buying fish for home. Like, where would you go? To Whole Foods? Where are some good places that you recommend that people shop for fish?
Yeah, I mean, I always say Whole Foods actually is, you know, in so much as it's expensive, when it comes to seafood, you do kind of pay for what you get. And Whole Foods has a real great internal policy for how they buy and sell seafood. So they're a wonderful outlet for seafood. But I will say this, if you're going to just any random market, even if it's just a Safeway or a Kroger Bums, go to the freezer.
Really?
Some of the best seafood you're going to find is in the freezer section, because the beauty of seafood is 99% of all seafood is frozen at sea. So whether it's served as fresh in the seafood counter, it's been previously frozen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to, for example, with sushi, right? You freeze it to kill the parasites.
Yeah.
So the highest quality fish that you're eating in the form of sushi has been frozen. Freezing in the seafood world is actually a really good thing. And there's some great species that you can get. Anything American, anything U.S. wild, or anything with that BAP logo I told you about in the freezer section, and you're good to go.
Is it cheaper in the freezer section, or is it more variety in the freezer section?
Yeah, you get more variety, it's cheaper, but you got to figure, even though it's kind of, it seems like a paradox, it's fresher.
Uh-huh, because it's fresh frozen. It's frozen right there.
In the counter, they're thawing it and putting it in the counter.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Real quick, with shellfish, any take on that? Shrimp, crab, lobster?
One, right? Because there's so much farm shrimp on the market, and there's so many different species of shrimp. I like to use American white shrimp wild when possible, and that's one that all shrimp is frozen right away, unless you're getting it right off the boat. So that's one that freezes easily, so you can get pretty good Gulf shrimp wild. But some people actually don't like the flavor of wild shrimp because it has a very it's got a gamier flavor to it.
Yeah.
It's a stronger flavor. So otherwise, I would do like a farmed white shrimp from like a Mexican white shrimp farmed, Ecuadorian white shrimp farmed. Great options, great farming.
Vietnam,
practices.
Vietnamese,
very sweet, mild.
Vietnamese shrimp. I see.
Yeah,
Vietnamese.
Look for that. I mean, it's so important to get that BAP logo on there because it really is the kind of seafood processing.
I'm Chef Andrew. I am just having the hardest time hearing you. I don't know if it's our network or your phone or what. But real quick, because we only have a couple minutes, can you give us a couple recipes? Some shellfish recipes would be great.
Great.
Or some seafood ones, real quick. I only have a couple minutes.
I switched out there. Hopefully that helps a little bit. Well, a couple recipes, seafood recipes, I tell everybody, you don't need seafood. You can just take your fish. Don't even worry about having it stick to the pan. Don't even worry about the trouble of, you know, kind of cooking it on your stovetop. Take your fish, just rub it down with a little extra virgin olive oil on a sheet pan, fresh herbs, lay some citrus slices on there, and throw it in a 275-degree oven and slow cook it for about 20, 25 minutes. It is just an excellent way of getting, you know, kind of a simply roasted fish. And then at the end, if you want, just to bump up the flavor a little, you can rub some mustard on there, throw some chopped, you know, macadamia nuts or some crushed potato chips for texture, and you've got yourself a perfect fillet of fish.
Okay, now let me say that again. You cut out, but it sounds really cool. 275-degree oven, 20 to 30 minutes, and then pre-treat it or pre-use oil and spices, et cetera, to pre-treat it, and then bump up the flavor, and then cook it a little longer?
Yeah, so I roast it at about 275, 300 degrees for 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the thickness of the fish. I'll rub it down with a little extra virgin olive oil, fresh herbs, spices, citrus. Make sure you got some citrus in there. And then right at the end, as you're about to pull it from the oven, you know, I'll brush a little Dijon mustard on there, and then I'll crush some nuts or potato chips and throw it right on top so it sticks to the Dijon. Maybe roast it for another minute or two, and it's perfect.
That sounds awesome. What about in an air fryer? Same idea?
Yeah, same idea. Definitely. Maybe a little less time.
Okay, that's an awesome idea. So when you talk about spicing fish, is there anything in particular that works with fish to bring out the flavor, to maximize the flavor?
You know, garlic, onion, a little paprika, and you can even hit it with a touch of sugar is a pretty good basic spice mix. But make sure you got the aromatics from the garlic and the onion. You get a little bit of bite from that paprika. That bitterness is essential. And then that sugar kind of complements the natural sweetness of the fish.
Got it. And then what's the deal with citrus? Why is there always citrus and lemon and orange with fish? Is there something special about a reaction between fish and citrus?
Yeah, or any acid for that matter. I like to use vinegars too. Seafood is pretty rich, and seafood has a lot of natural fat. So you want that acid to some degree, cut through that richness, but also that to amplify the kind of cleaner, natural flavors of the seafood. So it's about balance, right?
It's brighter. Too much, it brightens it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's very cool. Awesome. Chef Andrew Gruhl, thank you so much for sharing on The Bright Side. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you, and happy holidays.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Have a great day. That was Chef Andrew Gruhl, television personality, judge on Food Network's Food Truck Face-Off, and founder, CEO, and executive chef of Slapfish. And that is all the time we have for today, friends. Thanks so much for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.